Welcome to another episode of RPG, Randy Plays Games.
Oh God, we're all going to die in this one.
I'm already dead.
Jenga anxiety.
And as you may have noticed, we're playing Dread, a horror RPG where you use the Jenga tower to determine whether or not your character lives, or in Jason's case, dies.
Inevitably die.
Hey, Randy, if we wanted to purchase said games, Jenga or Dread, where would we go?
Well, Jenga you can get at any over-the-counter crap store, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. Dread is...
There's prescription crap stores?
Yes.
Oh, my doctor write me a Jenga prescription.
You're obstructing the plug right now.
You can get a Jenga by going to Home Depot and buying a 2x4 and a ripsaw.
True. But,
and then the skills to put together a Jenga tower.
But Dread.
If you want a fine game like Dread or other role-playing or board games, or comics, which people love, you can get that at Rogues Gallery Comics and Games in Round Rock, Texas.
I gotta be honest, the comics you've been selling lately are kind of shit.
No, sir, the comics you've been buying lately are kind of shit.
I just buy the ones that say Randy's pick. And they're all hentai. Weird.
All right, so maybe there's a calibration problem. This sounds pretty good.
All right, before we get started, I do want to ask a Joe to repeat what he said about what he looks forward to every game when we were talking outside.
Oh, you know, we've gone through different games, and so what I really look forward to is what sort of...
horrible death?
Malformed... excuse for a human being Sarah's going to be.
let's do a little segment here we call Into the Mind of Jeff. So Sarah, you were telling me before the game that Jeff,
yes,
your character,
that's
is
right,
a pre-existing character.
Yes.
What?
Jeff.
Oh, well, this is Jeff the sequel?
No, this is the prequel.
No.
This is a Jeff origin story.
Jeff flashback.
That's right.
Jeff's mind is like Pee-wee's Playhouse, but with more dildos.
Well, born and raised in Burlington, Vermont. Wow, where do I even start? My
hey,
wife.
Jeff. Yeah? Syrup. Why has it got to be so spicy?
You know what? It's a little much for my taste. I prefer to have plain Eggo waffles, maybe a little bit of margarine.
So, favorite cookie?
Oh, well, you know me. Vanilla wafers.
And what about an Oreo?
Oh, no. We don't...
we don't like blacks and whites together.
We don't mix.
Hey, so, yeah, Snyder's of Hanover, those pretzels. A little racy, don't you think?
Oh, I don't eat pretzels.
Right.
No.
So, Coke or Pepsi?
RC Cola?
Oh, RC Cola.
Jeff, you drink something carbonated?
Yes, but that's all I drink. I don't partake in alcohol, except for once in a while I'll have a Michelob Light, because I like to loosen my tie, just like the next guy.
So you're saying High Life is just a little too falutin for you?
I'm sorry, what?
To Miller High Life, just a little too expecting?
I'm not familiar with your craft beers.
So that's Jeff. Also on the rafts, we have Tony.
We got Tony. Hey, not gay,
totally
not making any case against it.
yeah, sure.
we also have Dane.
Yes.
Who is that? A man of few words.
Privileged,
yes,
white scum.
And Danny.
I'm kind of a literature nerd who's now questioning what I was thinking going on this trip in the first place.
I'm going to be a woodcraft major next.
And, last scene with his head going beneath the waves for the third time.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't that
or C. McMurphy.
That sound was Jason Murphy spitting beer on himself.
On your floor, actually.
Oh, whatever. It's not the first time.
Sorry. Not the first time I've spat beer on the floor.
I picture it being absorbed into it like blood on the floor.
Beer for the beer god.
So again, I'm Randy, and going around with different characters, but...
Chris?
Bo?
Sarah?
Joe?
Am I still here? Technically, okay. I'm dead.
You're
Jason.
Still here.
Jason's here.
Well, Jason's here for the word. Corpsey.
Jason's here for color commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a net.
All right. So where we left off is you guys have been on a Grand Canyon rafting trip. And there was a, let's say, a mauling of your guide, which turned out to maybe be by a giant black wolf.
It wasn't a black wolf.
Maybe a giant black wolf.
A giant black wolf, which has been stalking you from the shore.
We've seen the black wolf.
It wasn't a black wolf. I saw what happened.
Oh, what happened?
I don't remember. I saw what happened.
Yeah, no, what happened? What does Tony think happened?
Look, I'm not certain, but Chupacabra are pretty big in this area.
Look, there's no such thing as Chupacabra, Tony.
Right, because the werewolves ate them to extinction. Sure. Yeah. No, believe your white
fantasy.
No,
it's true. Lesbians taste like goat.
It's true. That we have mountains of scientific evidence for. As there is for werewolves. Chupacabra, that's just crazy talk.
So, you guys have been going down this river trying to stay out of the wolf. At one point,
stay out of the wolf.
Stay out of the wolf.
Yeah. No, it still tracks.
At one point, you think you saw the wolf in the river.
Or something.
And then there were rapids.
Yeah.
And in the course of the rapids, a couple people went overboard. Jeff went overboard. Elvis went overboard.
I'm fine.
Jeff was rescued.
Don't forget who saved Jeff.
Elvis was trying to save
me and fell overboard,
yes,
which is a
Danny
much better death than the actual Elvis had.
All right. And
Elvis died over the rapids.
After you guys got through the rapids, your guide, Rachel, woke up briefly, started babbling about aliens and werewolves and all kinds of stuff. But Jeff managed to get her lucid enough for a moment to tell you about a survival cache, which sparked a memory that Danny had, and you guys found a little cave and a packet that had a little area that had batteries and a flare gun and some more food and water and that kind of thing.
And the complete Rod Stewart collection, for some reason.
And it is pouring down rain, and last we left off is about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and Jeff and Tony are asleep, and Dane and Danny are on watch.
And suddenly
there was a loud wolf howl and movement from outside, and that's where we pick up.
I shouldn't make fun of his speech for that.
All right, you hear what sounds like something crashing through the brush.
It's on the hunt. It's after you.
Okay. It's probably a rescue party.
I was just thinking about what Elvis would say if he was still here.
Wait, can you commune with him?
I've been trying.
Holy shit. I'm actually hearing him in my head now. Did I make this work?
Damn it!
Draw a block. Come on.
Draw a block to pull out my foldable Ouija board.
No, but you hear something. Sounds like it's crashing through a brush.
So in a state of panic, Dane and I are like...
I love the Dave Matthews Band.
I know.
I'm not panicking. You're panicking.
I'm panicking. We're shining the flashlight around. Okay. I said, Dane, go wake up the other guys. And I've got the flare gun in my other hand.
No, you don't. I still got the flare gun.
No, I already said I got
I already said it.
You are asleep, buddy.
No, well, obviously at some point I went to sleep with the flare gun.
You said you sleep in the buff, so...
No, I didn't. Okay. That was
That's Jeff.
Oh, okay.
But well, yes, you have the flare
gun. I have the flare gun, you selfish bastard.
I'm pretty sure he does.
All right, so how many bricks do I have to pull to stab him in the base of the temple?
Remember, guys, we recorded this, and we can go back and listen, but I'm pretty sure... Sure, Danny has the flare gun.
I have the flare gun, right. Damn it.
Dane, are you waking the others up?
Well, I mean, if you got the flare gun away from him, you probably would
have. I'm splayed out.
No, that was earlier. I grabbed it before.
Jeff is splayed out. Just come wake me up.
God. Balls spread to the moon.
I wake up Gay Tony.
Where's my flare gun?
Danny's panicking, and you need to wake up the naked guy.
Fox News.
Can you just make sure that he doesn't shoot the flare gun?
Sure.
At like a...
Yes.
All right. You see something coming at you. It is big. It's coming through the... you just see a sort of shadow coming through the break. It's going to be on you really quick.
How far off is it?
Probably maybe 30 feet.
It's the ghost.
All right, so I do my best to aim.
Okay.
Using my forearm, as you do, and I fire the flare gun at it.
Would you like to pull a block?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, that one I can get away with. No block. I said I bounced it on my arm.
Yes, you did.
I balanced it on Tom Hardy's.
And what's with what's his face not letting him shoot until we know what it actually is?
That's how he shot the forest.
This
Come
is
on.
The worst
Be brave.
Challenge.
Be brave.
Why would I intentionally endanger myself?
That's a shaky tower, but it's okay. It's all right. Okay. It slams right into the center of it. There's a loud, you know, you see a big flare go up, and you have totally barbecued that deer.
Sweet.
I want the deer run directly at you.
We got food! Also,
oh, that's true.
You guys know I was looking at that Jenga tower, and there's, like, thermite on every level of it.
All right. You rush up to the front, and he has flared a deer. There is a deer with a burning flare in it.
Mm.
Okay.
So, in levels of stupidity, there's you, and then there's the rest of the world.
Okay, what would you have done? First off, it was dark and rainy, and there's a wolf howling, and plus, maybe we scared off the wolf. So
wolves have antlers now.
Well, some. Maybe it could have been the Wild Hunt.
Yeah. It was the Earl King coming down across the river at you.
Yeah, for now we're in Princess Mononoke over here.
We're okay with aliens and werewolves.
So, Randy, but is it too early to just knock over the tower so as I jump into the river?
The answer is yes.
You can. You know, you'll be dead, but... All right. Well,
as long as he dies.
However, you get up there, and you guys are both looking at the deer, and you see big shadow of a wolf behind where the deer was coming from.
We brought you a deer!
I reload the flare gun.
Okay. You reload. When you pull it back up, the shadow is gone.
Hmm.
Hey, Twitchy, you want to go ahead and give it to the guy that shot stuff for a living?
Give the gun to the guy who's been in the
There's
army.
There's the flare gun. I'm going to still...
How about nice shooting, Tex?
I'm still telling everybody I shot a deer. I'm a man now, Dad. I'm a man! Just like you wanted.
Just so you know, when the flare hit, it doesn't insta-cook the venison, so it looked like we still have to actually cook it.
Well, that part is cooked.
Yes, have some furry skin.
The cutest part of it. Thanks.
Yes, right. Have some.
Okay, do you guys want to leave the cave? It is still raining.
No.
Okay.
No, let's go ahead and keep in guard. Camp. And you know what? Fuck it. Let's build a fire. Let's actually cook that deer.
Okay. All right. You guys build a fire? Probably not.
I know how to build a fire,
hey,
guys.
Jeff,
give me
go
the
outside. No. Go to the mouth of the cave and look for other fires that might be nearby.
Okay.
And put some clothes on.
And
I don't know.
Hold on.
Presumably, we've changed the watch now, so we can go back and rest.
Now you are going to have to leave the cave and walk out about 30 feet to go get the deer.
I will do that because I can lift things.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah.
Okay.
Tony has no argument with Jeff.
Do I need to pull a block?
You don't need to pull a block, but you can pull a block if you would like some useful information.
Yes!
She just wants to play
so
Jenga.
It's so easy to get there.
She's like, I don't even want to play Dread. I just want to play Jenga.
She really wants to play Jenga, or she's a Death Wish. I can't decide which.
Why either?
Or both.
She has successfully pulled the block.
You get out there, and you see a blood trail.
Oh, yeah, stretch first. Oh!
Don't knock over the tower while you stretch.
You see a blood trail going back away from the cave.
That's a funny-looking trail there.
Wait, so it's coming... Is the deer not there?
No, it leads to the deer. In fact, and now you see that the deer has a bite taken out of its haunch.
Well, that looks like a flare gun shot. I'm going to go pick up the deer.
Okay. You pick it up and carry it in.
Oh my god, it's heavy.
When Jeff brings it in, you guys do see that it is bleeding from its haunch. Pretty severely.
Okay. So...
Well, it's already been flare gunned. Is it dead yet?
Oh, it's dead.
Okay, so let's chop it up and eat it.
Okay. You guys chop up.
Yeah, let's pull a brick for culinary skills.
Does anyone here actually know how to butcher a deer?
Apparently, gay people know how to do everything. So I'll go ahead and do this.
I thought you weren't gay.
I'd quit the fight at this point.
He's on the spectrum.
Yes,
like he's autistic. That's what we're doing. That we're comparing gay to autism now.
Have you ever seen Strangers with Candy?
Like what you see, senor.
All right, you guys.
Pee on me.
I'll make your pinky all stanky.
You guys butcher the deer. Probably. I don't think anybody has any particular skill with butchering a deer.
But it seems like if Ancient Man could figure it out.
Bo does.
If Guy Fieri can do
it. Yeah, we're not processing the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, just the nice fleshy part.
We're not making sausages
right,
here.
There you go. All right.
Oh, sausages.
So you guys have some nice...
I do love a nice spicy kielbasa.
With mustard, or is that a little too...
Whoa. Slow down there with the mustard.
She's just... Talking about sucking cock.
Yeah. We know pretzel rolls are out, but how about Wonder Bread?
You guys managed to get a nice meal of fresh deer.
Yay.
Which has been freshly cooked and slightly flavored by the flare gun.
Yay. That tastes good, right? See, I'm not such an asshole after all.
Yeah. Tastes like thermite.
Yep, magnesium.
And in the morning, it has the rain has stopped. Come. And the sun is out.
And we noticed there was like a Starbucks right next to the cave the whole time.
Oh, okay, just real quick, rewind. I'm going to try to feed our guide.
Oh, okay, sure.
And she hasn't had any food or water for like 3 days, so...
Oh, I assume you've been giving her water at least.
No. Yeah, Jeff's been carrying it in Jeff's mouth.
Oh. And then
like a bird.
Like a bird.
yeah, you were able to feed some of the guide. The guide is not lucid, but you're able to bring her around enough to eat a little bit.
That's good.
All right. You guys have, you think about a day and a half left to get downriver. You're going to have one more night out, and then the next morning you should be at your, what was supposed to be the rendezvous point for the trip.
Are there any other stash points that I know of?
The only one you know of in this area.
Well, that's the end of my usefulness.
All right, so he stays out of the raft while the rest of us go into one raft.
I mean, unless the wolf is actually Cthulhu, I am no longer useful. In which case, I pull out my ancient book, translate it, and put some sort of anti-Cthulhu spell.
So you bore it with the Canterbury Tales?
All right, so...
We did not decide it was the Canterbury Tales.
Who is going in which raft? Because the raft can hold three people.
All right, I'm just sitting
alone in a raft right now. Anyone want to join me, guys?
All right, Rachel and I are in the other raft.
Okay.
I'll go with him.
All right, there we go.
All right, so I guess I'm with Jeff.
Okay.
Hey, Danny!
This is why everyone has been...
Do you have a 401k?
hey, Dane, do you want to make this a no-talkie trip?
Sure. All right. B4, sink the fucking raft.
You know what my favorite show is? 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, we beat Jeff to death with oars.
And then, hey, one raft.
What's your favorite book, Jeff?
You know what? I read this really charming Christmas story by, maybe you've heard of him, Glenn Beck. You know,
now
that
you've
guy
offended
has some,
the DM.
The guy has some good ideas.
All right, you're going to have to pull 12 blocks.
From your ass. Just like Glenn Beck.
Black.
He's black now.
Glenn Beck.
Black.
All right. You guys are going down the river. You have your delicious morning deer meat and
Jeff, music.
No, God.
No, he's in my boat.
It's going to be Amy Grant.
The road,
sing, don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Or, I know it's by a black guy, but what about Take Me to the River?
I don't know.
Wait, David Byrne's black?
How about Hungry Like a
Al Green was? Maybe I was wrong.
How about I was a teenage werewolf?
All right, you guys are going down the river, and you hit another patch of rapids.
Okay, so we don't have the right people in either group for one safe boat.
Right.
And if we were, and there's no way we can all be in one boat, as you've said. So basically, we're either one safe boat where one guy is just fucked, or we take our chances
with
two separate.
We're getting fucked.
Yeah, your cards right.
Rapids ahead. So you can the other possibility is you guys could hike, but that's going to add like several days to the journey. You guys are going to run out of food.
We can't do that.
You know what? I love spending time with you guys. I think we should hike.
I think we're going to take our chances.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's push it to 80.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to do. So who's in the giraffes?
It was me and Jeff.
That's okay, right.
And then so, Captain and Tennille.
Okay, so I need a pull from one of the people.
I'll go first.
All right. Tony is pulling first for his raft containing the guide.
Let's
and also Dane.
Nope.
This is all always right. Such a tense moment.
He's pulling. He's pushing from the middle.
Yeah, those are always the safe ones. Is the middle ones, except for when
Gay Tony.
All right, Gay Tony has successfully prevented the boat from capsizing.
Are you pulling for our group or no? I'm sorry.
I already got pulled off.
We're dead.
Yep.
I'm, I'm there for you, buddy. I got you. I hear you.
He took from the top.
I know you can't do that.
Why not? Right.
Because you can't.
Because it's right. Jenga law.
It is
forbidden.
The Council of Jenga just said, this shall not stand.
He's got the giggle. Stop it.
All right, successful pull. All right, both of you have managed to avoid capsizing the rafts. However, as has happened last time...
However, because I'm a dick.
The other person on the raft went out in the course of the rapids. So what that means is that Jeff's in the water again.
Okay. So wait.
Hey, guys, just thought I'd go for a swim.
Oh, that so was we just kept for keeping the raft for completely.
Okay, so basically one of us on each raft went in, and so we're going to do a repeat of last time that turned out so well.
Yes. And however, in the other raft, what happened is you guys managed to stay, but Rachel slipped in.
Oh, well, it was going to happen eventually.
Oh, well. You hear a voice. You hear a voice. Fuck Rachel!
That's pretty much it.
She got a job with the Whitewater Rafting Company. She knew what she was getting.
It's how she would have wanted to go.
She exactly. knew the risks.
It is the way he always wanted to go, horribly.
So what I'm hearing is Rachel's drowning.
Look, every time you play a new Metal Gear, the first game is just finish it. We'll go for the S rank later.
True.
So, would anyone like to pull Jeff out of the water?
We're
buddies, right? You know what? You guys are my best friends.
Sadly, that's probably true.
Will Jeff's inevitably kill again?
Other than my sister.
Actually, this would be karma because he's the one who got pulled out last time, and he's trying to pull us out. So, but it looks like he may have successfully rescued Jeff from the river.
And Chris is pulling and shaking. He's
got to
place it.
Well, hubris.
Wait, did you just say put it anywhere?
Oh my god.
All right, one, like, if anybody stomps around, we're dead.
All right, Danny managed to pull Jeff back aboard the boat.
Congratulations, I guess.
What was I supposed to do?
Look, there's four of us, so why don't we go ahead and consolidate to one raft now?
I owe
Have you
an
old
duel.
Deliverance? It's really easy to cover up murder on a river.
That's why they have rivers.
So Rachel's dead.
All right.
Rachel is dead.
I need one more pull from someone, because while all that was going on...
It's like,
I don't necessarily need it, but the flare gun... And all the knives are sliding.
Wait a minute! Whoa! Yeah, so all of our knives and the flare gun are in one bundle.
Right. Not the knives.
I had one of the knives with me.
Okay, Sarah, not the knives.
And I have a flare gun and a knife pocket because I set them on because I'm
fashion. Okay, so
I'm just gonna say the flare gun and the flashlight. If you guys want to keep them, someone needs to make a pull.
What do you guys think?
Screw it! I'll go ahead and go for the flare gun.
Oh, you're dead. That's not gonna stay.
Oh, Jesus Christ! This is I can tell you how. Yeah, this
what?
Is not.
Why are you going? No,
gently.
Is it gonna happen?
Gently.
It looks like Joe might make it. You're maybe right. It's very wobbly.
Oh my God!
It's very wobbly.
Don't bring that up.
All right.
All right.
Gay Tony lives.
Still shaking.
Don't walk.
Just don't look at it.
Right. Tony reaches heroically in and grabs the flare gun before it goes in the water and grabs the flashlight and manages to keep it all from going off the raft.
Because I'm more man than any of you will either be, and I'm more woman than any of you will either have.
All right. And you guys managed to survive the rapids another time. You
get through. Wondering what those background scratches are. The Randy's dog really wants to be.
It's the werewolf.
It's the werewolf sound.
It's the werewolf clawing at the bottom of it.
All right. All right. You guys have managed to get through the rapids, and you have an uneventful rest of the day.
Yeah.
Actually.
So we win.
Almost.
Oh.
Does anyone want to play Jenga?
What's the worst that could happen? We just need to get through one night.
You are you're having a nice uneventful day, and the sun is about to go down. Are you guys going to power through at night?
No. What we're going to do is, hey Jeff.
Yeah.
Can you take a look and see how the rapids are going? See if they're going to go a little faster.
Get my face right in there,
guys.
All right, rub this deer urine all over yourself.
So here's the deal: werewolf shows up, Werewolf bait.
Yo, yeah, no, totally.
Okay. I think we're all on the same page.
What are you guys talking about?
We were talking about your birthday surprise, but that's not going to happen anymore.
Oh, well, you know, my birthday is coming up.
We already know.
It's March 14th.
It could have
been. Did you know that that's Pi Day?
Valentine's Day.
Well, Jeff, we never asked, what is your favorite pie?
I know.
What, sorry?
What is your favorite? Do you like a chess pie? Or is the mixture of chocolate with vanilla a little too much for you?
You know what? Call me old-fashioned.
But do you like an old-fashioned?
I like an old-fashioned.
Like the hair pie. Wait. Oh, God.
So I guess are we powering through or are we going to pull over for the night?
That's the question. Do you want to stay on the river through the night?
Let's stay the course.
How tired are you?
Like if we continue, is it going to mess with...
Way to introduce that variable.
Absolutely.
Thanks for making his job even easier.
No, he was going to do it. We're getting confirmation, so no, okay. Let's go ahead and camp for the night.
All right. So you guys pull over, you pull off to the side.
Taking turns, watch you doing
what? Well, you have to find somewhere to stop.
All right, so is there any place with, once again, good cliff coverage or not very many easy access
points? Yeah, I bet. You could probably find a pretty good place to camp. If you were to pull a block.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hey, Jeff, go look for a place for us to land.
Oh, yeah, I'm right on it, guys. I am useful.
Well, either we
this
all
is cool.
Die.
We don't have to do anything again.
Yeah. Should I pull a block?
No, wait, first take this deer carcass and wear it so the wolf sees you and it'll think you're just its buddy.
You crazy liberals making me wear weird things.
It'll give you power. The power of a slain deer.
This is Sarah pulling a block out of a very shaky Jenga tower.
Oh, this is really... Oh!
All right,
there it is.
Oh. I didn't want to go out like this, covered in a deer carcass looking for whatever.
Good
the
call,
guys.
Damn it, we lost our bait.
I'm kind of mad about that, too.
Jeff does spot an area. It's you see either another gravel bar back by a cliff. There's no vegetation, but it's a cliff backing. There's no easy way to get to you.
Okay.
Or you find a spot that has good visibility and vegetation, but no barriers. Like it's sort of more out in the open.
You want
to it's your choice between those two.
You want to go? How high up is that cliff barrier?
The cliff barrier goes up about 100 feet.
All right, that sounds safer to me, guys. What do you think?
We're about to have 10 bricks. Metatextually speaking, we're about to have 10 bricks removed, and then we're going to have to climb it.
That's true. Oh. I forgot about the 10 brickage.
Oh, shit. You got to remove 10 now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no. So, no. I would say just, like, let's just do the open
area. So, the open area?
It's okay. All right, Jeff. We all float down here.
So, you guys are pulling up to the area. And,
Jeff is dead, right?
Not yet. Not yet.
Wait, what?
You lied to me.
I was dead right away, Jeff.
Not dead right away?
No, you
oh, wait, okay. No, so we didn't lose our bait. Never mind.
You guys are pulling up to the campsite, and Jeff splashes out first, and gets up there. And
it is eaten by a werewolf.
And, you guys see something fast moving. Just intercepts.
Hey, guys,
Jeff.
I found a penny!
And, Jeff, you just see a flash of black, and Jeff is gone.
So, in other words, what Jeff feared the most came to pass.
There's a lot of blood where Jeff was, but then there's basically into that vegetation, the whatever took Jeff is gone.
I have a theory, guys, that it's not really so much a wolf, but a Grand Canyon transit system.
It's actually a smoke monster.
Right.
And there is an ending to this, but we don't know what it is yet.
Right.
Okay,
and
well...
not in purgatory, that's for sure.
On the plus side, the wolf is busy.
And how much is it going to eat?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big wolf, but this is Jeff is huge, right? Like,
yeah,
manly man.
Fit.
So. Fit, yeah. So
I'm fit and athletic. Don't you ever forget that.
I feel like I didn't hear that because you're dead.
Beyond the grave.
So you could camp here where there's just been a murder.
Let's go back over to the other campsite,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
You can go to the other campsite.
All right, 10 bricks it is.
Well, we're going to have to pull 10 bricks anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know what your logic was on that decision that killed Jeff.
No,
Jay,
no, there
Tony.
Was a chance that Jeff wasn't going to fuck
Jeff
out.
Yeah,
Jeff
survived.
Yep.
I actually thought Jeff was going to make it.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, just... Didn't work out.
Oh, well.
And so right. Just
or it totally did work out. I mean...
Well, so. He worked out a lot.
Yeah. So now we need so
any chance that Jeff
locks.
Successfully we're, kills the wolf?
We're the living and we the dead. Jeff, welcome to Randy Plays Games.
Can Jeff get the wolf in a chokehold or something?
It's possible, I guess. It doesn't seem terribly likely, but
okay, so.
From what we see of Jeff so far, I don't believe hand-to-hand combat is his pretty cool specialty.
I got it.
Fair enough.
I got it.
But right. Jenga tower building
so,
on the other
this
hand.
Is an alternate world Jeff.
Jeff knows how to work a Jenga tower, by the
you're
way.
Good with your hands.
All right.
So, and,
whoa.
He's got a pull, too.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we draws the first one like a bitch.
Yeah, I thought it would be two in a row so that somebody can't have the monopoly on good pulls.
Screw off! You have the first two pulls to the last two towers.
Dane will survive by any means necessary.
Well, now remember, this is all set up, so...
This no is how my dies. Ancestors made their money.
Actually,
oh, yeah.
By being horrible.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting in purgatory. Just, oh, well, you know what? This is exactly what I wanted.
And
nothing to do.
And I am pissed that you are the first one that joins me.
Hey, Elvis!
I'm just going to throw Saruman off the top of this.
All right. Chris is pulling his two blocks.
So these two meatheads also pull two.
Yes,
right?
They also
Elvis,
pull
have you ever played Uno?
God,
that's what I was thinking.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I know there's some blocks in the bottom.
You do know hell is other people playing Uno.
Yes. Thank you, Dane Sart.
But we only have the skip.
Sater.
The skip cards. Skip two.
<That's>...
This game will never end.
All right, so right now Chris/Danny is finishing up. You want me to go, Sarah?
We have to go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have to go twice.
Yeah. More blocks.
You go.
All right.
I want to die again.
Right. Now I'm not saying that there's a chance for dead air here, mm-hmm. but Ghost Jeff, what do you think about the afterlife?
You know what?
All those Indian burial grounds. A little gross?
Indian. I've never met a Native American.
Wait, he can't die again.
Yeah, he can't
die again.
This is just to make an unstable tower.
Jason is crying in the Jenga blocks.
I wish I could say that was the first time I've done that.
That is crazy that happened again.
Yeah.
Statistically, the odds are way against it.
Yeah, see, this is, when you lose a couple people, this is why you don't want to just murder people. This is why they didn't just kill Jeff right off the bat, because they would have lost five blocks, and that makes it really hard to stay
around. Yeah, so. People start dying off faster.
People start dying off faster.
Which is what's going to happen at this point.
Just like a horror movie.
Yeah. I think, Dane, maybe we should consider throwing Tony under the bus next.
But then you got to pull 15 blocks.
And you guys have dick for skills, so that'll be great.
That's true. Hey, Tony, I think maybe we should throw Dane under the bus next.
Yeah, Dane, so reader
stay
boy.
Stay away from me, Pedro.
All right, yeah, Dane.
Why am I the only one that's made it crash?
I did.
No, yeah, sorry,
I did.
Oh, yeah, okay. Never
mind. You're the only one who did it when there were only like six blocks missing.
Hey, Elvis, you ever watch The Big Bang Theory?
God, no! Oh, yeah. Ghost Council.
You know what? I love the rich complexity of CSI Miami.
You know, fellas, I like to think that there's a little bit of Jeff in us, and not just because he came in your mouths while you were asleep.
Jeff has never come in his life.
That is startling.
Really?
All right. Well, when it goes off, boy, howdy.
Well,
the myth of the Jeff orgasm.
That's going to be like a jackhammer.
It's like Old Faithful.
You ever see that Clint Eastwood movie where they're strip mining?
Jason, while you're up, why don't you go ahead and pull your two
first?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Because
obviously right. You're not great late in the game.
And five beers in.
Come on, Ghosty.
All right.
The first one pulling. Slides
first one's
easily.
Out. No problem.
Live Jenga podcasting. OneofUs.net.
So,
pulls out no. early, like, Tony.
Just move. Just move. Jenga tower.
Yeah. So I want to know from the table.
My turn.
Do you guys think everyone else is going to make it out alive?
Nope.
No, absolutely not. No. Because you're a dickhead.
And where can you find a dickhead?
Oh, Rogue Galaxy. They've got at least three of them.
Four if Jason's there.
Sorry, spit take.
Good, Cole.
My apologies.
Who's going next? No, I'm dying next.
Bo.
You think Bo's going?
Yeah, no, college boy, because this one's got the will to live. Entitlement, if you will.
Okay. I'm here, I'm pulling.
I'm right here.
He said, let me pull my Jenga block before you declare my imminent doom.
Yeah.
I'll happily die.
So, Randy, is the voice recorder also a snack?
No, you can't eat the voice recorder. I mean, you can eat the voice recorder, yeah,
don't,
I guess.
Don't tell Diva no.
Are those cinnamon roasted nuts?
They are. They might have been up there a while, though.
Cinnamon. It's a little too...
too spicy?
A little too red?
Yeah.
It is the habanero of 1950s cooking.
I think I might be related to Jeff. Jeff might be in my extended family.
it's kind of twisted.
Yeah. A little twisted.
These are the last two, right? We just need Chris to pull his two, and then we're good to go on and have a nice, safe,
long, healthy life.
Assuming that it is possible to pull two at this point, which I'm starting to have doubts.
Yeah, what happened to this tower?
Nothing. Just, a good old-fashioned Jenga tower.
All right. Chris is drawing the last one for this setup. Looks like he's going to do it.
I was hoping this was another episode of Welcome to Bo Looks at Hellboy.
This is going to be rough.
No.
And...
Alright. Okay,
there are 10 blocks drawn
there.
There
are 10 blocks missing out of that. It looks a little shaky. Yeah.
It does indeed.
Alright. So I'm sure this is what you guys want.
We're all going to die.
So we do nothing and have any sort of danger, and we're fine.
Everyone just lays there.
Let me again remind everyone.
He can't kill us if we don't make any decisions. I've just figured out the chink in the armor of this game.
I can just shut
That's a racist expression.
And Jeff really wanted to make it, were Jeff alive.
Let me remind you guys as we go into the final act again. There is a way to heroically sacrifice yourself and knock the tower over on purpose.
Okay, but...
If you feel like maybe it's going anyway. Just saying.
Fair enough.
All right.
Even though we'd have to pull 20 blocks, which,
All right. So it is... You guys are pulling up to... You guys are pulling into your campsite. Your other campsite, right?
Clearly the wolf is at the door.
The wolf is at the door. Actually, the wolf is in the field eating Jeff.
Okay.
I'm really stringy and tough.
You guys do have tents you can set up if you'd like to.
I thought there was going to be a vehicle at this campsite. Oh, no, we haven't gotten there yet. No, that's right.
Are we sure we want to camp and not just go down the river?
We already climbed that. Extremely tired. All
right, so we take hour shifts with watching. I guess just one person, because... We don't have enough.
Hey, right. If you need something shot, wake me up.
You're first, motherfucker. Mr. Military Experience.
Well, once again, if you... Ooh, actually, I do know special techniques for getting 15 minutes of sleep.
It is getting a little cold.
Okay. So maybe lighting a fire isn't the worst idea.
Maybe we gotta huddle together. Jeff would have loved this.
I regret everything.
You guys want to make a fire?
No.
Okay.
Let's actually just huddle together.
It was Jeff's here. You could have set him on fire.
You could have.
All right.
You could use my carcass for warmth.
Oh, that's true. We could. She may smell bad, but she'll keep us warm till morning.
Smell bad? Jeff never ate anything offensive in his life.
I smell like Irish spring.
The Irish, though.
All right.
Not black Irish.
Well,
Hey.
Oh, sure. Everybody else is off the table, but when it comes around to you...
all these gay Mexicans going around. Nothing.
Look, my people are drunks, but we smell wonderful.
That's why they named a soap after us.
Yeah, we smell like Walmart soap.
All right. You guys are awake. Well... You're awake. The other two are asleep. It is exhausting. You guys haven't had a full night's sleep in two nights. You are out. No problem sleeping. You are awake,
okay.
Tony, and you hear something moving in the river.
Is it Randy's dog?
Yeah. So we're perched up about 100 feet above the river. Is that what?
No, you're against the cliff.
Oh, what was
the cliff? The cliff goes up 100 feet.
All right.
The cliff is at your back.
Okay. So what do we see in the water?
You don't see anything from where you are.
Mm.
Cliff has another beer and tells a long, pointless story.
So you look at the river, and I will go ahead and, you know, take one of the rafts and just go on and explore.
It's actually fairly good.
That was good.
Cliff.
I'm not even going to make you pull a breakfast.
Now do every Pixar character you ever played.
You just did.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I'm going to go in my RV there and tell little people where to camp.
All right. So you've got a flashlight?
Yeah, we saved all that shit.
And you're going out to the rafts?
Sure.
Okay. You start swinging the flashlight around. You see a bit of movement. You move the flashlight around. You don't see it anymore.
It's Zombie Elvis.
I think it would be really great if the game took a turn for that at this point.
Yeah.
Randy.
Sorry.
I love that. Sorry. No.
You
not unless the river is a zombie.
You start
I'm for that.
Sweeping the flashlight again.
Mm-hmm.
And you catch some movement.
Uh oh.
What do you do?
Okay, the movement's
you have a second to react.
Yeah, but the movement's in relation to me from
it's where? Coming out of the water.
Coming out of the water.
All right, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and hop into the raft and then cut the line.
Okay, you jump into the raft and cut the line. And as you start floating away,
oh, is he leaving us behind?
Yes. as you start floating away, you see Elvis pulling himself out of the river.
What? Seriously? Yeah,
he's pulled himself up onto the river.
Fucking Tony!
You don't know that he's not a werewolf.
That's true.
You guys hear the splashing or anything. You wake up and you hear him yell. You hear Elvis yell.
Oh my god, that sounds like Elvis.
It sounds like he's betraying us.
It's Elvis.
No, Tony is betraying us, not Elvis.
Oh, that's true.
Tony's voting away. Help.
I thought he was a werewolf, and now I don't have any oars. Bye!
You guys rush out there, and you see Elvis drenched, looking really, really awful.
I'm on the shore now?
Yeah, you're on the shore.
I did not see that coming, admittedly.
Neither did I. That's why I ran away.
And ironically, he's dumped the Jenga Tower twice. What do you have to do to die in this universe?
Speed Jeff.
For rising out of the water behind
Jeff?
Elvis.
Well, but it's Jeff.
It's Jeff, isn't it, Randy?
No.
Isn't it Randy?
It's the Beatles.
Can you be, like, using me as a raft?
Yeah. It is 9 feet tall.
What?
Oh.
It is a big
Jeff, how tall
black
are you?
Wolf, and it has Jeff's skull on its
awesome!
So we can tell it's Jeff's skull.
Yeah.
Well, the rather
Elvis,
plain Jane cheekbones.
Shit.
To avoid being eaten by the werewolf.
Oh my god. He's like, he just got here.
I gave you a chance, man. I gave you a chance.
That's... yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is making my stomach hurt.
Oh, he pulled it.
Can he
place
it?
Place
Even placing it is hard now.
Oh, shit. I'm actually fucking it up.
Yeah, scoot a little bit.
There you go.
Really? Walk away from it.
It's really walking away.
It's all right.
That was a successful pull, and Elvis jumps heroically out of the way as the werewolf swings its bloody claws at him.
Can Tony shoot the thing from where he is?
Yeah, I can give it a shot.
Okay, Tony, you would like to shoot it?
The top's a little shifty, buddy, so...
No!
Don't listen to Jeff. Don't listen to Jeff. Don't listen to Jeff.
Tony is, Joe is currently pulling from a very shaky tower.
It is making me uncomfortable.
But it's looking pretty good. And
plus the dog scratching at the door. Yeah. I am feeling
can
very anxious right now.
Yeah, but they just click all over the floor. Yeah.
What if he just sits on my lap?
No, this is all foreshadowing. All right. So that's actually pretty perfect.
He lines him up and fires a flare gun and hits your werewolf right in the eye.
Yeah!
Hi, guys! I tried! There is a flare burst and the thing cries out in pain and the flare is burning in its eye and it is still... now maddened by flare in its eye and is coming.
Finish it with your knife.
Grabbing an oar. Let's okay. grabbing oars and trying to whack it where the flare is to hit it in harder.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I'm pretty far away by now, right?
You're floating down the river.
Excellent. Okay.
Yep. He's got the flare gun and all the silver. Awesome.
No, Jeff had the silver.
Oh, really?
Damn it.
Not anymore. Yeah, a lot of good that did you.
Ooh, maybe it ate some of the silver, so now it's got, like, Cushing's disease, but for werewolves.
Like he's going to turn purple or bluish like a smirk?
Yeah, a little bit. He's got Peter Cushing's disease.
All right.
Dude, Peter Cushing can fight a fucking
that
werewolf.
That was for closing you with your knife?
No. I remember I took the oar and I was trying to bash it right where the flare is right. to but knock so, it into its head.
So you knock the flare a little deeper and it cries out in pain and stumbles backwards. Still angry and can still see out of one eye.
Should have hit it in the other eye.
But it stumbles back and into the water and flails around. You see the flare sort of sink and then it goes out.
I'm gonna go for it with my knife in its throat, okay. and just go for like a decapitating move.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Finish him.
Yeah.
All
right.
Hell yeah. If ever you were to knock over the tower,
I love how Jason is the one doing this like in-game move. We're like, yeah, this will be great with his Jenga luck.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie, it's not looking good.
Well, remember, you can knock it over intentionally and get an automatic win.
That's true. If you wanted to sacrifice yourself, but.
Oh.
Instead, he's the Dutch boy.
Don't touch the table.
The table's working. The table's moving a little bit there.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's halfway out.
All of you shut the fuck up.
Well, we have to have play-by-play commentary. It's a podcast.
For the home viewers, you can't see this.
All it's right, out. It's out. It's placed on top.
Half the battle.
It's Blockus Interruptus. There you go. Yeah. Oh my god. The wolf is dead, we won.
No,
that's what I was going for. That's what I was drawing the block
for. You go in and you stab it right in the throat and blood goes
yeah.
blossoming out of it.
I was going for a decapitation move. Yeah,
but then its secondary throat pops out.
Goddamn werewolves and their secondary throats.
Backup throat.
And on his secondary throat it says Rogue's Gallery.
No, but as you stab it, you do notice that it has that silver chain around its throat. You feel like in his last moments, Jeff must have tried to strangle it with that with that silver. And the silver gets into the wound.
Yeah!
Jeff tried.
And it starts flailing and stops. It stops moving and stops screaming and sinks beneath the water.
Guys, I know it was trying to kill us all, but now that he's gone, I miss him.
I feel like we're totally safe now.
You guys are totally safe.
I feel like we had a lot to learn from
you. You guys see Tony sort of floating off in the distance.
So do you guys want me to come back or what?
Yes!
I hate to tell you guys that the other wolf I saw had different markings.
Then I'm going to keep going.
Tony, something's moving in the water.
Darn it.
All right,
it's
a
river. There can be all kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's Jeff. He survived without his skull.
I don't need a skull.
He's just got a really squishy head now.
It's a condition.
Because if I'm going downstream, then it would. All I could do is like try to fight the current, and that could still kill me. So I got to like head on apply directly to the forehead, and
a paw grabs hold of your raft.
Oh well.
Well,
Sonia!
I guess,
See that on the arm of the paw are some clothes you recognize.
It's our intrepid guide.
Yes, indeed.
I still got the knife, right?
Yep.
Alright, cuts the things off.
Okay. You know what that means.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Pull
the block.
We gotta pull a block.
Take a block. Take a block, Tony.
So, this will be the question. Does Tony survive and kill the other werewolf? Or does Tony go
with? Or you could sacrifice yourself and kill the werewolf and the game is over
He's got it. He's good. He did it.
All right. Oh, God. You chop down and the paw comes loose and the werewolf drops back into the water.
Bye, bitches!
Worst guide ever. Re-emphasize. Seriously, I am writing the worst Yelp review.
All right.
Two of my friends died.
Well, Tony sails out of sight.
Bye, Tony.
And
bye.
What would the three remaining people like to do?
We're getting our rafting. Go.
Okay.
Yeah. We're getting the hell out of here.
It's just, you get your raft.
Not to be a stickler, but there was one, we consolidated the one raft.
Did you consolidate it?
Yeah, we consolidated the one raft.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, no, after Jeff died, I was like, why don't we just take one raft? That way if we hit rapids again.
Yeah, we didn't agree with you. I never heard that.
All right. Well,
I never heard that either.
All right, so you take the other raft. And you guys meet up with Tony again when you guys are all at the end campsite.
I'm glad that we didn't consolidate to one raft.
I know. Who would have suggested something that stupid?
There's a there's a rescue crew and all kinds of people that they're waiting for you guys.
That's sweet.
And they say, "Yeah, we heard from a guy on a ham radio and a pilot who's flying over that someone was trying to signal him, but we were just getting ready to mount a." Amount of rescue operation when your friend here pulled up.
Hey, Arizona. Took 2 days to get that together.
Arizona, I really gotta say, your werewolf bullshit, a little unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, the werewolf bullshit state.
So is this gonna be like the Howling and they all turn into werewolves?
All right, everybody, pull 30 bricks.
No, but no one's gonna believe you, ever. So only you four survivors...
And I write a best-selling book about the
experience. And as I stated, that I went on this trip for my activewear line for inspiration.
That will all be lined in silver now.
It will. See, that's how you learn things. Elvis is by almost be killed by werewolves.
Elvis designs a specialty anti-werewolf camping foldable gun.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, exosuit. Exosuit.
And poor Jeff looks down from heaven.
And nobody remembers Jeff.
From heaven?
I'm in purgatory. I'm in purgatory, and I'm having the time of my life.
I'm just glad that four of us went and four of us survived.
All right, that wraps up this game of Dread and this episode of Randy Plays Games. We'll be back next time with another game yet to be decided.
Yeah, what are some of the choices that we're looking at?
Well, we're looking at possibly Spirit of 77, which is a 70s game with sort of Cannonball Run, yeah. Smoking the Bandit, that
yes,
kind of
because
thing.
Apparently Burt Reynolds was the Spirit of 77.
I get to be Hal Needham.
I get to be Judge Fudge.
There's also a possibility of Gamma World, the post-apocalyptic game.
Sweet. Yeah, the comedy post-apocalyptic. What about the one you were talking about where we all play our real versions of ourselves?
The zombie one? That is in the works. I need to tinker with that game a little bit.
Okay. Tinker away, Randy.
I will tinker away. And Sarah's
over here
playing Jenga.
She's going to finish this Jenga game one way or the other.
And, of course, I am working on something that I won't talk too much about, but possibly a Rat Queens related special episode.
Ooh,
so right, we'll see if that comes together.
Does it involve rats or queens?
I call Betty.
No.
Of course you do. Ooh, drugs! Drugs, sex, and violence? Those are all my wheelhouses.
That's all right, just final form. Until next time, thank you guys for listening.